USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congress has now passed a funding bill that would avert another government shutdown. Florida Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz on the House floor.
I urge all members to vote for this important compromise. However, I cannot stay silent on the president's threat to declare a national emergency to pay for his boondoggle of a border wall.
President Trump is expected to declare a national emergency at the same time he signs the bill on Friday. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy isn't worried about the president declaring an emergency.
It's not my preferred choice, but I don't think the world's going to spin off its axis.
Some state attorneys general and organizations, including public citizens, are expected to challenge the president's emergency declaration in court. And William Barr has been confirmed by the Senate once again as U.S. Attorney General. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Trump has won Senate confirmation for his choice to head the Justice Department. The vote was pretty much along party lines.
The yeas are 54, the nays are 45.
William Barr was confirmed as Attorney General. Democrats who were opposed said their main concern was his noncommittal stance on making the final report from the Mueller-Russia probe public. Barr has said, though, that he is willing to release some of the findings and be as transparent as he can. NASA's longest-running rover on Mars, Opportunity, has made its final contacts years after it landed on the red planet. The rover surprised everyone, as it was only supposed to last 3 months, but it lasted more than 14 years. Among its findings, evidence that Mars may have been able to support life at one time, as Opportunity and its long-dead brother Spirit discovered that ancient Mars had water flowing on its surface. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. budget deficit continues to widen. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
The federal budget deficit expanded by nearly 42% in the first quarter of this year's budget. Now that's from October through December. Current projections suggest the deficit could reach $900 billion at the end of this year. That's up from $779 billion last year. Maddie Dupler is the founder and president of Forward Strategies and also with the National Taxpayers Union. She tells Fox News,
couple trillion here, couple trillion there. All of a sudden you're talking about real numbers. We are careening towards a cliff, and we don't know how to stop ourselves. Now, in some ways, it's alarming but not shocking that politicians have not started to use the national debt as an issue that they actually want to try and tackle. But frankly, if you look into the future, $22 trillion now, but a trillion every year after that, really starts to make a dent. And the reason that politicians should care about this is for both political reasons and realistic ones as well.
The FTC says romance-related scams generated more losses than any other consumer fraud reported last year. The number of romance scams jumped from 8,500 in 2015 to more than 21,000 in 2018. The amount lost by victims reached $143 million last year alone. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.